感谢主平安。
Praise God, peace to you.
渴望神的爱跟平安大大的充满每一个人。Amen.
Release my prayer that God's love and peace will fill all of
you. 今天早上主日，我们要来先来看一段经文，在传道书第三章第一节。
This morning Sunday service, we're gonna firstly look at the scripture in Ecclesiastic.
好吧，我们一起来念这段经文。
Let us read together.
凡事都有定期。天下万物都有定时。你知道神创造了sorry.
There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens.
你知道神创造的时间成为了一个轨道，我们可以往前看，也可以回溯过去。
You know, God created time as a moving forward, but we can also look back.
而且神在其中定下了任所有万物都有定下来的时间。
He not only set aside time, but he also set seasons.
我们过去常常会开玩笑说，神是永恒的神，所以他可能没有什么时间概念。
You know, a lot of times we have this joke: God is a God of eternity, so he has no concept of time.
但是事实上，他不是没有时间概念，是时间运行在他里面。
But the truth is, he does not have not concept of time, but that time is in his hand.
因为启示录第二十三章第十三节这边说到，我是 Alpha, 我是 Omega, 我是首先的，我是末后的，我是初，我是终。
And Revelation that says, God said, I am Alpha, I am Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end.
他非常在乎时间，所以他不会强调他是开始，也是结尾。
If God doesn't care about time, He wouldn't say that I am the beginning and I am the end.
而在传道书三章十一节这边说到，神造万物各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人的心里面。然而神从始至终的作为，人不能参透。
He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end.
你知道神在造万物的时候呢，他是按照每一天每一天是很清楚有计划的。
You know, when we see the creation, that each day God created different things and it's very clear and orderly.
他到第四天的时候，他设置光体，以至于光体可以分昼夜，他可以清楚的分四季。
On the fourth day, he created the light, the sun and the moon, so that they can create season very clearly.
而最后，万物在神的手中成为了美好。
And all creation is good in God's hands.
而在这个所有创造的过程里面，神把了一个非常奇妙的东西叫做永生。其实原文里面讲到的是 eternity， 讲到是永远，放在每一个人的里面。
And it's interesting how when God created us, He placed eternity inside us.
所以这是一个世人永远无法参透，为何这位创造主会做一个这么超越逻辑的事情。
It is so hard to comprehend why God would put this inside of us.
他并不是说只把永恒放在基督徒里面，他是把永恒放在世人的里面。
Isn't it interesting how he didn't put eternity in Christians, rather he put eternity in all humans?
你知道一个人他永恒起初在他被造的时候，永恒就放在里面。因此，当永恒失去不在他里面的时候，应该讲那个这个空洞会永远一个空洞，因为他失去了那个永恒。
So we, as human beings, the moment we are created, we have eternity. And when we lose that, there's an emptiness inside of us that cannot be filled.
所以这群人就会开始不断的想要抓取权、力、性各样的东西，想要满足这个原先是被永恒满足的空洞。
And with this emptiness inside of us, human will try to grab things. Maybe it's power, maybe it's authority, maybe it's sex, it's whatever they can grab on, trying to fill the emptiness.
但是人不断的抓，不断的摆，怎么摆都无法跟永恒相比。
So no matter what the humans try to replace, nothing can compare to that.
所以当他们拿到一些摆进来的时候，他只会在那一刹那拥有快乐。
And so they, whatever they try to grab and fill, they can only...experience momentary happiness.
但是我们每一个人都知道快乐是非常短暂的。
But we all know happiness is short.
我们在人世间的愁烦远远比快乐多太多了。
The sorrows of human life is way bigger in comparison.
所以唯有一种满足是那个永恒回来占据了那起初本来就为他设计的位置。
This is satisfaction and okayness when eternity comes back and fills this vague.
当这个位置被永恒所充满的时候，我们就从有限的踏进了无限。
Once this emptiness is filled by eternity, we step into from limitedness into unlimited.
人本来就不是为时间所设定的，人是为永恒所设定的。
Humans are not designed to be under time. Humans were designed with eternity.
但是当人的眼光狭小到我们一生大概就是七十八十，再健壮一点，可能有到九十，但是那就是短暂的人生。我们常常在那个时间的里面，我们在挣扎。
So we will struggle under time if we have this concept and perspective of lifespan is 90, 80 year old.
但是每一个人你会发现他从小到大他里面都有某一种渴望是对于一个未知世界永恒的渴望。
So even as a child, all of us, we have this desire and a hunger after this unknown thing in eternity.
因为他被造的时候他里面就是已经预备了一个位置是永恒需要居住在里面的。
Because every one of us, when we're born, when we're existing, we have a design to have this need of eternity to fill in us.
如同第一天晚上我说到神把圣灵给了我们为什么这么的重要显明了一个爱是因为圣灵就是永恒的灵。
And that's why I said it is so important that the Holy Spirit lives inside of us because the Holy Spirit is the spirit of eternity.
他是跨越时空，他看过一切的事，或者说所有的创造其实都在他的里面。
God has seen the beginning to the end. He has seen everything. All of creation is in God.
所以圣灵再一次把永恒带进我们里面的时候，他会亲身的对我们说话。
So when the Holy Spirit comes, He brought of eternity into us and He speaks to us.
以至于我们不会短视尽力的，只是看我们眼前的。世界我们看到的是永恒的世界
So our perspective will change We'll stop looking at what is limited now In our lifespan now But in eternity
神邀请我们要有一个不一样跟不平凡的眼光
God is inviting us to have a perspective Not of this world but a different one
我们不是短视尽力的只是为了现在我们的需要祷告我们是为着我们永恒生命的需要祷告
Even our prayers are no longer praying for the now What I limited now in our lifespan But pray into eternity
所以神常常会在圣经里面邀请我们上来到他那里去。
So in the Bible, often God is inviting His people come up here.
你知道地上一切都是昏，现在我们所看见世界其实可能跟创世开始是很像的，就是渊面、黑暗、
浑浊很。
连我的头脑现在都有点混沌。
So the whole creation is dark and formless.
可能要吃点混沌。
渊面混沌，
渊面黑暗，空虚混沌。OK.
Oh yes, it's dark and formless, and the world now is like this.
你知道我举一个例子，在我的大女儿她三岁左右的时候，她跟我一起去宣教大楼上班。
Let me share an example with you. When my daughter was 3 years old, she went with me to church to work one day.
如果你去过母堂宣教大楼，你知道有两个电梯。
You know, if you've been to the Taipei Bread of Life, there's two elevators.
只有礼拜天会满，平常上班时间它不会是一堆人全部挤在里面的。
Only on Sundays, the elevators are packed with people, constantly busy. But during the weekdays, it's empty. No one really uses it.
那时候我带着我的孩子进到电梯，然后突然间不晓得从哪里来的一堆人就开始挤进来。
So on that day, I took my daughter into the elevator, but suddenly that day, for some reason, a lot of people came in.
然后我就一直退，一直退，一直退，我退到最后玻璃的地方，我已经静止的地方，然后我已经退到没有地方可以退了。
And I keep moving back as people keep coming in, and all the way to the back where the mirrors are, and to a point, I have nowhere to go.
然后这群是我不认识的人，但他们都说牧师好，牧师好，牧师好，我都就很尴尬，就你好，你好，你好，你好。
And there's a lot of people, none of them I know, but they keep saying, "Hi, pastor, hi, pastor," and I say, "Hi, hi."
我的女儿就抓着我的腿，她就越紧越紧越紧，然后挤到后来我看不见她了。
And then my daughter was like holding on to my leg, and then it was so crowded to a point that eventually I don't see her.
然后我感觉她抓着我的腿非常，她甚至在颤抖。然后她最后说了一声 ，Dad, 你可以把我抱起来吗
？And then she was like really scared, and she was like shivering, and to a point she cried out, "Dad, can you just hold me up?"
我就说不好意思，不好意思，把别人的包包推走，然后把别人推开了一点。不好意思，不好意思，我女儿在这边，我把她抱在我的手中，把她抱起来。
And I had to like push back the bag and put people away, then so I can bend down to hold her up and carry her up.
当我一把她抱起来的时候呢，我看到她的眼泪在她的眼眶里面，但是她看着我，她就笑了。
And I can see that tears are in her eyes and it hasn't dripped out, but the moment she saw me, she smiled.
神说你看见什么
？And then God said, "What do you see?"
我就说神。原来从我女儿的 perspective,
and then I see, wow, from my daughter's perspective.
他站立在那边的时候，他看见一堆的大人的腿跟包包开始笼罩到他的头上去。
From her perspective, she said a lot of adult legs and bags and just covering over her.
到最后真的是渊面黑暗，空虚混沌，到他看不到天，也看不到地，他什么都看不见，他只能抓着我的大腿。
And physically, she is like in dark and formless. It's like the world, and she's so scared. And all she can do is grab onto my leg.
我不知道你可不可以感受一下一个三岁的孩子的那个高度，他看不到天，也看不到地，然后全部黑暗的时候，然后连呼吸都感觉到开始急促。
I don't know if you can imagine as a three-year-old, you can't see anything. It's all dark, and even the atmosphere, because it's so crowded, that you can't really breathe as well.
他叫了一个非常关键的字，他说 ，Daddy， 可以把我抱起来吗
？And she said the most important thing, which is requesting, "Daddy, please carry me."
你知道神说，就像今天的我们一样。
And God is telling us, "This is us."
在我们所处的环境里面。或许其实我们也快窒息，我们在黑暗的笼罩的里面。
Maybe we are in a situation that is dark and we're covered and we can't breathe.
而我女儿举起手来说 ：“Daddy， 你可以抱我吗？”这是不是就像我们在敬拜的样子
？And when my daughter, as a three-year-old, reached out her hand and said, "Daddy, hug me, take me up," isn't that a posture of worship?
而当我把她抱起来的时候，我就开始，我把她抱起来的时候，她就可以有跟我一样高度的眼光。
And the moment I got her up, she got my perspective.
当她在同样的空间，但是她却有一个不一样的眼光的时候，她感受到的变成安全感。
When she was still in the same environment, same atmosphere, but the moment she's with me, when she sees differently, she feels safe.
或许今天此时此刻，我们在混乱的世界里面，我们需要的敬拜不是一个形式，而是我们救命的解药。
Maybe today, in a time of our situation, our will in this darkness, that our worship is in a routine, rather a posture of crying out for help.
在我们生命的每一个环节的里面，我们举手敬拜，或许会成为我们的解药。
Maybe in a life situation and challenging moments, the moment that we lift our hands to worship, it will save us.
我鼓励你每一次敬拜的时候，你能够对焦是神，而不是你周围的人。
And I encourage you every time now when you worship, as you worship, your focus should be on God rather than people around you.
你还在在乎你周围的人怎么看你，或者你现在的心情？你知道来到神的面前的时候，定睛在他身上的时候，你就会全然降服，举起手来说：“我需要你，我需要你救我。”
If you're in worship and you're paying attention, what people would judge me or awareness of others, that's not the right thing. But the moment that you look at him and say, "God, I need your help," that's the right posture.
你知道在台北有一个101大楼。
You know, in Taipei, there's a 101 building.
下面有一个世界贸易中心就在隔壁。
There's a World Economics Building next to it.
每一个周末或者是周间都有各样的展览，所以特别是像3C 展览或者是电脑展览的时候。充满人。
There's a lot of different expos and exhibitions. Those like three, there's technologies, lots of people.
你真的不会想要待在那边待太久，因为太挤，太多人，太多旅客。
It was so crowded and so many tourists to a point that you don't want to stay there too long.
但是当你站在101大楼下面的时候，101只有一个柱子。
You know, 101, once you go into the building, there's only one pillar.
它有分不同的楼层，但是它只有一个柱子。
Of course, there are different levels, but it's only just one pillar.
你在 Google Map 上面，你打出这个柱子的时候，就是101大楼，它并没有分哪一层。
Oh, if you put in the address in Google, 101 building, there's only one address.
所以我们在101大楼下面挤得不得了的时候，但是你有没有上去过到85楼，然后可以看整个台北市的？有人去过上面吗
？Has anyone been to the area? It's so crowded down there. But the moment you're on 101 building, it's so spacious.
你们真的比我还棒，因为住在台北没上去过。
Have you been to 101? Well, I personally living in Taipei, I never been on it.
你知道，在那一刹那间，你走进电梯，突然间升到85楼的时候，你突然可以喘气，而且你看的。Perspective 完全不一样。
So then, the moment you're on 101 and you go to the 85th floor, your perspective is so different, and you finally can breathe.
但是听好，你在 GPS 上面，你在同一个位置。
actually, to tell the truth, you're in the same location. GPS says you're in the same place.
你在同一个位置，但是不同的高度，你的眼界所看见的、所感受的，全部都不一样。
You're in the same spot, but that the level, the height is different, and your whole perspective is different.
所以我们需要知道，即使你在同一个位置，你可能感觉受到的是威胁，感受到的是恐慌，但是你举起手来敬拜的时候，神就把你拉上去，看到不一样的画面。
You might be in the same situation. You might be feeling panicking, anxiety, and depressed. But in the same situation, as you worship, God lifts you higher, and your perspective will be different.
因为今天我要带你们进到一个永恒的眼光来看时间点的时候，你才不会混淆。
And today, I want to pull you high up into eternity's perspective. So when we have that perspective, we're looking at the time, we will not be confused.
因为很多人会说，现在我们已经到末世了，将会看到国攻打国，所有的瘟疫开始要四散，或许耶稣要来的日子非常近。
And we are now at the end times, and Jesus coming back is very soon. And it's a confusing world. The nations will be at war against nations, and there'll be disasters.
但是如果我们所看见的是在地上的事的时候，我们会非常的恐惧。但如果我们拉到天上来看地上的时候，我们就会进到平安里面。
If we are in this world and we're looking at it from the worldly perspective, we will be confused, we will be scared, but we shall pull up and see through eternity's perspective.
所以当我们说万物都有定时的时候，表示神已经立定了许多的日子是很清楚的。
We see that all things have this beautiful timing that God has set seasons that He has set it.
在我们还没办法理解的时候，其实这些事情都已经被定下来了。
Before we can even comprehend and make sense of it, all these things have been put in place.
但是如果我们只是按照定下来所看见的这些律例的话，我们会非常迷信的去看这些时节。
But if we are so fixated with the timing and the events, we might become too superstitious.
但是如果我们从永恒的眼光来看神所立定的时候，你不会是恐惧，你是被爱。
But if you are looking from God's eternity's perspective, you will not feel scared. Instead, you will feel loved.
因为有一些人会在看末世的时候，他不是恐惧的，他是感受到基督的被爱。
A lot of times, a lot of Christians, they see the end times, they are not filled with fear, they're filled with God's love.
但是可能普遍的人在看那个时间点的时候，所有人带来的是恐惧。
But a lot of people, actually, when they see the end times, they're filled with fear.
当他们听到了可能有战争的这样的一个威胁的时候，他们就想要赶快移民。
When they feel that they're threatened by wars, they quickly want to get out of the place.
但是让我告诉你，所有的移民是神呼召我们离开本地本族父家的那个才叫做呼召。
Only moving countries, only if it's God's calling, then that's a calling of immigration.
所以每一次的移民都是为了某一个 purpose, 而不是躲藏或者是恐惧。
Immigration should come from God's calling as our purpose. If we are running away for immigration, that shouldn't be right.
因为离开本地本族父家，亚伯拉罕是带着信心，不是带着恐惧。
Because Abraham is an example. He left his father's house, his country. It is by a calling and he is filled with faith.
因为从恐惧出来的最后的结尾就一定是恐惧来收尾。
If we are motivated by fear and we begin in fear, we will end in fear.
但是从爱出来的最后就是爱会收尾。
If we begin in love, we will reap love.
因为我们种什么，我们就会收什么。
What we sow, we will reap.
你绝对不会把葡萄籽种下去之后，你期待明年收出来的是西瓜。
Never will we plant seed of grapes and expecting watermelon to come out.
我想这是大自然里面非常清楚的一个逻辑跟理论。
This is a very, very clear logic and principle of the world.
所以当我们心种什么之后，我们就会换回什么。
What our heart is sowing, we will in exchange receive.
不只是自然界，连超自然都是这样应用的。
Not just the natural realm, but the supernatural realm has this principle.
所以我们必须要来到神面前说，神，我为什么在雪梨？我为什么在澳洲？
That's why I want to invite you to come to God and ask, why am I here in Sydney and in Australia?
神，你要清楚地告诉我，赋予我的 呼召跟命定之后，我就知道我怎么在这个地方来往前奔跑。
We must understand God's calling. Why am I here? Once we receive that destiny, we then can move forward.
因为第一天晚上我们就说到，如果我不清楚那个目标的话，那我就在旷野里面不断的绕。
If we do not have a clear destination and goal, we will most likely just wander around in the wilderness in circles.
或许澳洲就像这个世界上面已经存留的伊甸园一样。
Maybe Australia it is like the only Eden existing on earth.
或者说澳洲就好像流奶与蜜之地这个迦南地一样。
Like Australia might be the promised land filled with honey and milk.
即使进到迦南，我们也看见以色列人也有在迦南在那边绕来绕去搞不清楚状况的以色列人。
But even in that land of Canaan, we still see some Israels going around in circles and clueless and no goal.
所以我们要问神，神我在这个地方此时此刻到底要做什么？
We must ask God, why am I here today, right now, in this place?
所以拥有永恒的眼光来看世界非常重要。
Having an eternity perspective to look at the world around us is so important.
我为什么需要先打这个预防针？因为免得等一下我们要进到十节里面的时候，你会迷信或者 confuse。
Okay, this is a the perspective, like an introduction to make sure we have the right foundation because what I'm about to share, I don't want you to be confused.
今年的9月15号，我们正式进到了希伯来历的5784年。
Okay, that's a lot of numbers.
5784.
So the Hebrew years, in September, we enter into a new year in the Hebrew calendar.
在希伯来历是按照神的律法所定下来的，就好像华人有所谓的农历啦，这样的概念。
So the Hebrew calendars is based on God's time and seasons. It's a bit like the Chinese calendar, but then Hebrew is like God's calendar.
所以在神的定的律法里面，我们已经走进了5784年。
So according to God's calendar, we've already this is the year of 5784.I did it. Yeah. It's a miracle.
Okay. 那你知道在这个希伯来历，它希伯来字呢，其实它像象形文字。
So you know the Hebrew characters, choreographic words, it's a little bit like the picture, it's like Chinese, it's like word, picture words.
那象形文字里面都会代表了一些意义。
So every word is like a picture. It has a story or meaning behind it.
所以每一年，其实当我们在走在这些日子里面的时候，其实神都有把一些 hint 摆在里面。
Every year, God has a lot of symbols and hints in His timings.
可以帮我把前面的 monitor 再大声一点，因为其实我昨天声音已经有点没有了。对 ，OK， 好。所以五七八四的时候，你知道五七零零。也是五千七百年，它的原意是让这一年是。
So five, the original word for 5,700, that word, it means let this year be.
所以，普遍在我们中间，可能有一半的人，我们可能没有办法走到五千八百年。
Okay, most of us we don't live 5,000 years.
但是可能有一些人，我们会进到五千八百。
Oh, hopefully some people will reach into 5,800.
但过去一百年间，过去一百年间，我们都在五七零零年的里面。
But the past 100 years, we are living in the year of 5,700 year. This is the year we live in.
叫做让这一年是它的意思。
And the meaning is let this year be.
那我们来看看八十四，好，那八十呢？也会有一个象形文字。
So every word numbered together has a picture form, a meaning. So let's look at what 84 means, what 80 means.
其实你就会看到那个这个字，这个就是八十。它其实就是它其实在象形文字里面，它就是一个嘴巴口、oh. 口。
Okay, so if you look at 80, eight, the letter for 8 is the word proclaiming.
它在原文里面叫做 pay.
And the original Hebrew word means pay.
每次我一讲这个的时候呢，就会有点感觉不礼貌 pay.
So the pay in Chinese is a little bit like a rude word, like pay.
但是它就是代表嘴巴的意思。
But that word means mouth.
你知道在嘴巴里面有很多的延伸意思，就比如说宣告的话语，或者打开口赞美，或者是宣告祝福。
So words means a lot. It means like it can mean proclamation. It can mean praising. It can mean giving people encouraging words.
它可以代表神的气息。
And it also means the breath of God.
所以这就是神的同在。
And that is God's presence.
但你知道吗？五七八零的九月，我们在2020的九月正式进到五七八零的新年。
So in September, we've entered into the year of the Hebrew year of 5780 year.
而那时候，我们正在台上宣告新的一年来了。五七八零这个八零配，我们将要有十年的嘴巴可以宣告赞美神，并且欢迎神的气息临到我们中间的十年。
So in that New Year celebration, we're like, yeah, the year of 80, which is pay, it's the proclamation for 10 years, we get to proclaim God and praise God.
而我不晓得大家知不知道，就在那个时间点的时候，就是 COVID 开始的时候。
And did you realize that in that moment was the timing COVID started?
人类的历史从来没有过全世界都戴口罩的时候。
Never in the history of human race that at the same time the whole world was covered in mask.
当我们在庆贺，我们可以来宣扬福音，我们来可以宣告神的同在的时候，魔鬼知道，当神的百姓齐一一起来宣告的时候，必定这个世界会改变。
So the devil actually knows the plan and the promise of God, and so he is scheming and planning to cover it up because he's afraid as Christians, the children of God, united to proclaim, it shall be done.
所以他把我们所有人的嘴巴都封住。
So then he concealed all the mouths.
而且封住完之后呢，恐惧就临到我们，是开始不能聚会。
And then after concealing our mouth, they start to spread the fear to no more gatherings.
你有没有想过，当神的百姓被打散之后，不能再聚会，这是魔鬼从最刚开始一直到今天仍然在做的工作。
You know what? The enemy attacking the church, scattering believers. That is his plan right from the beginning of creation.
你要记得，我们的被造是从爱里面被造的。
You know, human beings were created in love.
爱是需要互动的。
Love needs interaction.
而魔鬼最想要让所有人都不要能够再互动。
And the devil will love it if we are all isolated.
所以我们看到年轻的世代，其实他们讲话变比较少，他们传讯息比较多。
And we see the new generation as well. Their interaction and speaking is actually decreased. They text more.
他们开始越来越不会面对人，看着人的眼睛讲话。
They have social skills that's becoming less and less. They can't create eye contact and have conversations.
他们都是用一个笑脸、爱心丢过去就结束了。
They put out stickers of smiley face and love.
但是你有没有发现，每一次用讯息的时候，最容易让人错误判断对方要讲什么？
But then, did you realize texts is a massive cause of misunderstanding?
所以很多人交往从 Line， 你们这边用 Line 吗
？Do you guys use Line？
是吗？你们用什么
？WhatsApp
啊 ，WhatsApp 或 WeChat， 很多人的这个交往是从这个开始的。
A lot of relationships started through communicating through apps.
结果最后结束也是这样
And they ended through app as well.
好像过去我们对一段感情，我们还会负责任。
In the past, it's as we have a sense of responsibility in a relationship.
现在年轻人已经习惯用这个的时候，就会说：“我觉得我们不适合，分手吧。”
And then nowadays, the young people are so relying on these apps. They're like, "Oh, I don't think we're suitable. Let's."
连十个字都没有就结束了一段感情。
Like not even 10 words, they ended the relationship.
你知道我们的关系越来越淡薄，越来越没有办法连结。
Our relationship are becoming shallow and weak, and we cannot connect well.
因为魔鬼就是要封住我们的口，封住我们与人的互动，他就得胜了。
Because the devil wants to conceal our mouth and stop our interaction and building relationship, so then he can win.
因为所有讯息的里面，魔鬼都可以让人去产生一种错觉，以至于错判对方而产生冲击。
And the devil can use different methods to create misunderstanding through these lack, a weak of communication so that there's more clashes between relationships.
因此通讯设备非常的好，我们可以很快速的跟别人沟通。
Even though yes, the technology help us more convenient and it's a lot more quicker to communicate.
但是我要说，基督徒，如果当你们要讨论一些正事，要讨论一些东西的时候，请你用嘴巴跟对方沟通。
But I encourage you, Christians, if it's an important conversation, please talk to the person face to face with your mouth.
因为事工可以很快速的在讯息里面沟通，但是事工背后其实都是人。
Even the ministry task is very simple, and we can communicate. But behind ministry is people, relationship, and we must put effort.
如果我们觉得只要这样子丢出去，事情就会发生的话，那么其实我们都在做事工。
If we think by text things will be done, then we're actually just doing task. We're not really serving.
但是在做事工背后的其实每一个都是人的时候，我们会选择更多的解释。
We must understand behind all servings are individual human beings and we care the people, therefore we need to explain.
当我可以看到对方的眼睛，看到他的表情，然后我解释我的心是什么的时候，那么事工会更容易推动。
If we can see the person face to face, eyes to eyes, and we can explain my heart, then the person was able to catch it better, and then the ministry can flow better.
因为字是没有温度的。
Because there's no warmth in text.
很多的时候，我们看不到人的时候，我们都会想他过去曾经是什么样子，然后现在他讲这个话的口气是什么，我们都在揣测人。
If we receive a text message, we will base on the person, my past experience, interaction with the person, and I'm guessing the attitude and the tone that this person is speaking in.
所以我鼓励大家可以用，如果真的要用通讯，可以打用 Zoom， 可以直接看到 FaceTime， 看到人，然后对他说话。
So I encourage you for communications. Please call them if you really have to. If you really have to call, FaceTime, Zoom, so that you can see their face.
所以5780开始是十年的用口宣告的日子。
So in the year 5780, for 10 years, we are to proclaim with our words.
神却允许魔鬼把我们的嘴巴封起来，就是要看我们可不可以在这样的困境里面仍然大声赞美。
God allowed the devil's plan to exist is because it's a test for us if we can overcome this.
所以我们没有后退，我们继续大声赞美，甚至我们开始在那几个月 lockdown 的时候，我们开始转到线上，大量的赞美，大量的祷告，大量的敬拜。
So even with these challenges, we did not give up. With the limitation, we still move the gathering, the worship, and the prayers online, and then involve everyone and loudly we still proclaim.
甚至就是在那个时候，我们生出了一个叫做 RPG 的运动。
And that is the time that we began the movement of RPG movement.
其实一开始我听 RPG 运动的时候，其实我不太能接受这个名词。
So when I first heard the name, I don't like the name.
因为我在年轻的时候，我曾经玩过电脑上面的一些游戏。
So when I was younger, I played lots of games online.
所以我觉得这个角色扮演实在太奇怪了。
I feel like it's not a suitable name.
但后来我才知道，原来他们叫做 Revival Prayer Group.
And then I realized, RPG actually stands for something. Revival Prayer,
Prayer Group. 当时为什么会开始这一个全体性的祷告，是因为台湾面临了威胁。
Why the whole group of people, the mass people, join in to do this prayer movement is because Taiwan was under threat.
大家感受到随时都可能会进到战火的里面。
People can feel the threat. It's at any moment now the war might come to us.
所以教会的长老们开始带着大家祷告，而这只是一个间教会的祷告，两间教会祷告，到全台湾的祷告。
So it began with like a few elders and a church involved, two churches involved, and eventually the whole of Taiwan's churches start to be involved.
已经两年每一天没有停止过。
It's now 2 years, every single day, non-stop prayer movement.
而现在已经不再是一个属于台湾的祷告。
And it's no longer a Taiwan prayer movement.
它已经变成了全地华人的祷告。
It's actually spread to all of the Chinese people all over the world.
我也会在里面录影来带所有的人祷告。
And I've also done some recordings leading people in prayer too.
我们看见几万几万几十万几百万的人不断加入在里面不断的祷告。
We see millions, millions of people just participating in prayers.
这个祷告里面已经没有在分你到底是属 于哪一个 location 的华人。
And the prayers people involved, they're no longer divided by where locations.
这个祷告也不再是为台湾的平安祷告。
And the prayers no longer is about the peace of Taiwan.
这个祷告是为了整个华人接下来的命定来祷告。
The prayers become what is the bigger goal and mission of the Chinese people.
华人必须要重新的合而为一，不再是分地区，而是我们一心。走进神的命定的里面。
As Chinese people, we must be united into God's kingdom and walk into our destiny.
因为永恒的眼光不会再分什么样的族群，永恒的眼光是我们要走在一起。
Because in the eternity perspective, we're no longer divided by our geographic locations. We are only entering into His kingdom.
所以当这样的一个风口的日子，我们却开始看见一个极大的祷告 movement 在全世界开始产生。
With this massive threat of covering our mouth, but we see a movement just breaking out, and the Chinese people began to join in the movement.
而且不只是在华人里面开始，日本也告诉我们他们开始祷告，而且不是日本的华人，是日本人开始进到 RPG 的祷告。
And then we realize not just the Chinese people, but in Japan as well, and not the Chinese people in Japan, but also Japanese people.
我们看见这个 movement 越来越大的是在看起来被封住口的时候。却看见口的宣告跟欢迎神的气息越加的强烈。
We see this threat and challenge of covering mouth, yet a movement of proclamation and prayer just broke out and just threw all over the world.
接下来我们要讲到四。
Let's talk about four.
你知道四就是最左边，你知道希伯来文是从右边读到左边的。
So Hebrew reading from the right to left.
所以四是长得这个样子。
So fourth looks like this.
它其实是它原文叫 dalet，
so the original word is dalet，
意思就是门。
It means door。
你说为什么门感觉缺一边
？We say, oh, the door that doesn't look like a door。
来，我们看一下下一章。
Let's look at the next slide。
你知道希伯来人他们住的是帐篷
，so Hebrews live in tents。
帐篷不像我们平常开门的时候是这样子开的，然后全开，所以有四个，有三边。
So the doors isn't like with three edges。
帐篷是掀开来的。
The door of a tent is flipped.
它是被固定在两边，然后它要掀开来的。
It only has two sides and it's being flipped open.
所以在希伯来原文的里面 ，dalet 就是门的意思。
So in Hebrew's original word of dalet, it means door.
门它代表了可能是一种机会。
Door might represent opportunities.
先知 Chuck Pierce 就领受了在今年5784年会是一个应许之门的征战。
So the prophet Chuck Pierce prophesied that this year is the fighting for opportunities.
他讲到的是，当我们要进到这个门里面，充满的都是神给我们的应许，就像是迦南美地一样。而我们要进迦南美地前的征战，就是今年了。
So the door is stepping into a new season and into the promised land. And when we get there, there's a challenge, and that's a challenge to overcome.
代表我们个人的命定，跟我们教会的命定，跟我们家庭的命定，或许今年就是一个征战的一年，要进去你的应许之地。
We want to enter into the promised land, the destiny, maybe our family's destiny, the church's destiny, your personal destiny, your work's destiny. But we must fight to overcome to enter into that.
所以五七八四是一个机会。
So this year is an opportunity.
所有的危机都会是一个转机。
Every challenge is an opportunity.
我们要抓住这个机会。
We must take the opportunity.
同样，门也可以代表什么呢？当我掀开来的时候，我就看到了帐篷里面，对不对？我就回家了。
What else does the door mean? When we open up the door and we enter into the tent, it means I return home.
或许五七八四是一个回家的一年。
Maybe this is a year of returning home.
如果你已经好久没有回家，
if you haven't returned home for so long,
可能是你实体的家，
maybe it's your physical home.
你已经很久没有看到你的父母亲，
you haven't seen your parents.
你很久没有看到你的孩子，
you haven't seen your child.
你很久没有看到你的家人，
you haven't seen your family.
或许是回家的一刻，与他们连接的时候，
maybe it's time to reconnect with them.
可能你们有一些争执，以至于你根本都不想要再跟他们有任何的连接。
Maybe you have some conflict that you say I never want to see them again.
或许五七八四是一个可以跨出去进到应许之地的时候。
Maybe this is the year that you can take the step to enter into the promise.
如果我们从帐篷里面，我们要掀开这个门，我们要出去的话，代表什么？代表着有出路。
If we are inside the tent, we open the door and we go out. That means it's a way out.
我不知道你的生命在面对什么样的困难，但是让我告诉你，今年是有出路的一年。
I don't know what challenges you're facing right now, but this is a year that you will have a way out.
你要向神祷告说，神啊，虽然困难拦阻在我面前，如同大山跟小山。
You to pray like this to God, even though I face challenges that they're like big mountains and little mountains in front of me.
我要用信心宣告，大山小山都要挪移。
But I shall proclaim in faith and that the mountains shall be moved.
你知道大山小山都会挪移，我想在历史里面没有看过。
So in the Bible says mountains and hills will be moved. We haven't seen it.
所以当我们在读这段经文的时候，我们在想说，这个到底是天方夜谭还是真实的
？So we read the scripture and say, is that real? Is that even possible?
到底哪一个有信心的人真的把山移走了
？Has anyone truly moved the mountain?
有一年我就这样一直问神。
One year I keep asking God this.
神说，到我上面来。
And then God said, come up here.
我就从他的眼光往下一看
and so I went up to his perspective and I looked down.
我看到所有的大山小山本来是拦阻我的从上面看的时候大山小山湖泊海全部都是平的
But then from his perspective, no matter how tall the mountains are or how little the hills are or even the ponds and rivers, they all look
原来我在地上所看见的拦阻到了天上这一切都不是拦阻了所以我的信心是把我带到神的面前从他的眼光看下来的时候一切都被挪平了
So if I am in the worldly perspective all my challenges are high and possible but if I go up to his perspective and I look down everything is made even
今年是你生命的机会有出路的
This is a year for you, your life to have a way out.
当你的眼光不一样的时候，你看的事情就不一样。大山小山都必须要挪移，投到海里去。
When your perspective has changed to his, then all mountains, it doesn't matter how tall they are, they all have to be made flat.
你的生命充满着盼望。
Your life is filled with hope.
在今年，你踏进应许之地吧。
This year, step into your promised land.
门又代表着揭开。
Door also represent revealing.
Reveal.你知道为什么启示录叫做 Revelation?
Do you know why Revelation is called Revelation?
因为启示是启示早就存在的东西。
Because Revelation is revealing what is already existed.
就像我们本来看不见这个帐篷里面所有的家具。
It's like we can't see what's inside of it, the furniture's inside.
但是当它打开来那一刹那的时候，本来就已经在那边的东西，只是被隐藏，现在。被启示出来。
But now, when you open the door, what was already there now is revealed. Now you can see.
所以神所设立的所有的东西，其实都早已存在，但是我们要不断的去寻找、寻见神，它就会被打开来，你就看见原来就在那边。
Well, everything God has said is already there, and we seek God so then He can reveal what He has said already.
我不知道你们有没有听过，生物学家有讲过说，通常毒蛇所出没的地方。
I don't know if you have biologies, that there's a lot of the venomous snakes.
它所出没那个地方就有可以解它的毒的草。
So a lot of times the venomous snake, the areas that they come out in, there will be herbs that can break the poison.
意思就是神在创造一切的时候，在每一个困难里面都已经有解答，就在旁边。
Therefore, God, when God created the world, He has given answers to challenges. It's just right next to it.
但是当我们没有一个眼光的时候，我们不会一慌张的时候，我们根本不会顾旁边，我们只一直想要从很遥远的地方求救。
So if we are in the challenge and we panic, we won't look around what's available around us. We will want to go afar to get help from afar.
但是实际上神把所有的解药都摆在你的旁边。
But God actually put a lot of all the antidote next to you.
揭开。
Reveal.
在今年我们祷告神揭开很多的东西让我们看明白
So we pray this year that God will reveal so then we can understand
让我们看清楚
So that we can see clearly
如同老约翰在启示录看见的
Like the old John he can see
他所看见的到今天我们还不一定能够完全看明白
All that John has seen in the vision we still yet today haven't comprehend everything
哇有白马有红马有各个灯台有所有东西看起来全部都像是电影一样
like all the vision that he's describing the white horse, the red horse and all these like crazy things it's like a movie
但是他那时候已经看见了整个世界发生的事情
but in the vision he actually already saw everything that has happened in this world
我们需要神启示我们让我们能够看见而不是被蒙着
So we must pray that God will reveal so that we can see that we're not blinded.
最后我也想要解释门可能像是一个空间进到另外一个空间的转换处。
Door is also a tunnel, like from one place to the other, the connector.
你知道雅各当时候他为了逃命啊，因为逃离以扫他哥哥的追杀。
So when Jacob was running away, he was being hated and pursued and wanted to be killed by his brother Esau.
他在那时候根本没有要追寻神。
He wasn't really seeking God.
但他在逃跑的过程里面的时候，他来到一个地方叫做伯特利。
He was running away and then he reached a place called Bethel.
他就在那边休息睡觉。
He was just sleeping there.
而就在他睡着的时候，他看见了一个梯子通上天。
When he was sleeping, he dreamt, had a dream, and there was a ladder reaching up to the heaven.
他看到天使上去下来在那个地方。
He saw angels ascending and descending on the ladder.
他就在那个地方，他说：“这是何等可畏的地方！这是神天的门。”
And then he said, "Wow, what a place! This is the gate to God, to heavens."
可能就在你家里的某一处，你没有预备寻找神，但是神却打开天门寻找你。
Maybe you were one day in your house and you weren't seeking God, and then God revealed Himself and He found you.
或许过去以撒的祷告
Maybe in the past, Esau's prayer.
亚伯拉罕为下一代的祷告
Isaac's prayer and also Abraham's prayer for the next generation.
以至于他的孙子或他的儿子最后在他没有寻求神的时候，神亲自来寻求他。
Maybe it was the dad or the grandparents who prayed for his offsprings, and then when he wasn't seeking God, God seek him.
在座我们有许多可能是祖父母的，或者是父母。
We have a lot of parents and grandparents among us.
你可能会说，我的孩子真的不争气，我的孙儿们都真的就很叛逆。
We might say, "Oh, my kid is not working hard or rebellious."
如果他们能够认识神的话，有多好。
If only they believe in God.
千万要他们认识神，不要用你的嘴巴讲。
Yes, they want to. Yes, you want them to believe in God, but not through your words.
如果你每次都告诉你的孩子说，来教会啊，你要来教会啊，你要听这些东西啊，这些东西才会祝福你。
If you keep nagging them and say, "Come to church, come to church, you have to come. This is good for you."
你讲一次他还会来，你讲三次他不会再来了。
If you said it once, they might come. If you said three times, they'll never come.
你要把你所有的力量跟他讲的力量跟神讲。
If you actually put all your effort that you want to talk to them, tell it to God.
你所有对神的祷告说，为着我的下一代，为着我的下下一代，他们都能够认识你主啊，只有你有办法，不是我有办法。
Pray to God for my generation, the next generation, all of my offspring to know you, to fear you, and only you can do it, God.
就像亚伯拉罕的祷告，或者是以撒的祷告，最后当雅各这一个没有要寻求神的孩子，他在逃命的过程里面，神主动来寻求他。
It was the prayer of Abraham, prayer of Isaac. So then, when Jacob was running away and wasn't seeking God, encountered God.
因为那一个地方 Bethel 就是亚伯拉罕献祭的地方。
And because Bethel, that area, that physical space, was actually the place where Abraham worshipped and gave his offering to God.
所以你知道你的祷告可以祝福到下一代跟下下一代，甚至是世世代代，因着你的站立，你的家族能够蒙福吗？
Did you know that your prayer is powerful, that it can bless your next generation and the generations and generations to come?
记得我们没有任何一个人是为自己活的，我们都是为了接下来每一个世代而活。
Remember, you are not living for yourself. You are living for the generations to come.
所以四是一个空间，跨越另外一个空间的地方。
So number four represents door. It's also like a portal from one space to the other space.
但是你知道吗？每一个门都会有门槛。
But you, as you know, every door has a barrier.
你有没有去过有些地方的那个门槛还蛮高的？
To step over, some of them are very
tall. 然后你没有注意，你就想要走进去的时候呢，就被绊倒，然后就摔下去了。
And if you're not aware, some of them might trip you over.
所以今天我想要跟你谈谈，如果应许之门已经讲那么清楚，就在那里的话，我们要怎么跨过门槛进到应许？
So today I'm describing you the door of opportunities, and but then today we're going to learn how we can step over it so we don't trip.
你们有没有听过制约这两个字？
Have you ever understand?
制约的意思就是说，脑里面有一种想法，然后就会限制他自己，没有办法再
自我约束。
不是自我约束，是制约，限制的制，制约是一种 ，I don't know 要怎么形容
？Restriction.
Inside, right?、Oh,
self-restriction.
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 Okay. 那所以今天我要跟你谈一个 我曾经八年前我跟训正牧师我们两家一起去到泰国的普吉岛度假。
So I want to share with you, 8 years ago, I went to Thailand's Phuket Island with Pastor Zhen Zhen.
我们住在一个 villa 里面。
We live in a villa.
Villa 的中间就是一个游泳池。
And there's a swimming pool inside the middle.
所以呢，我们在那边待了五天都没有出过那个 villa.
And for 5 days, we never left the villa.
因为所有吃的、喝的、玩的全部都在里面。
Because all the food and the games and play and everything is already sufficient.
但在一次吃饭的时候，我跟训正谈到说，会被我们的孩子以为普吉岛就是那个游泳池。
Well then, maybe our children think the whole of island just this.Swimming pool.
我们要不要离开 villa 一下，去看看外面到底发生什么事情
？Should we just step out of villa just a little bit so we're aware of what's happening outside?
所以我们就查了一下周围，就是很多，比如说要看大象的啦，然后看猴子的啦，然后看钟乳石洞啊。
So we did some research, and oh, actually, we can look at some elephants and some other animals and some cliffs and rocks.
然后我们就租了一部车，我们就开出去，然后去到了这些看大象、猴子表演的这些地方。
So we rent a car and went to see some elephants and see some monkeys.
然后一开始那个猴子很厉害，它被一个绳索绑在它的脖子上，它就跑出来开始跳舞。
So then the monkeys, even though they're chain up in the neck, but then they still come out and dance.
它能够随着拍子，然后它还会。拿起帽子来，然后跟你要钱。
So the monkeys are so smart. They stay with the beat and dance, and they also got a hat to collect all the money.
然后你知道小孩子在那时候看这些东西都觉得很新，目不转睛就一直看，然后觉得好棒哦。
And the kids were so fascinated by it, and they keep looking, and they look, wow, they're so amazing.
他终于觉得普吉岛很好玩。
And they thought, oh, my God, Phuket Island is so fun.
之后猴子就被牵走了，去吃香蕉。
So the monkeys were taken away to have his meal.
小象就出来了。
So the little elephant came out.
你知道小象呢？它用它的鼻子拿起了皮球呢，就可以对着旁边的那个篮筐就投球进去。
And so a little baby elephant took a ball, and then shoot the ball to the hoops.
每一次它都投进。
And every time he got in.
它一投进，全场就哇，好棒哦
！And every time he got in, everyone's like cheering, wow, amazing.
然后小象身上啊。他穿了一套了一个 vest， 这个 vest 上面还写23。
And then the baby elephant even had a vest, and the vest says 23.
然后小朋友好开心哦，然后就看到小象每一次投进，然后就给他花生吃。
Oh, so every time the elephant shoot a hoop and it got in, he gets a little treat and peanuts.
然后我们还可以花钱买花生，然后喂给象吃。
We can also spend money and purchase peanuts to reward the elephant.
所以他们真的很会赚钱哦，那个园区真的很会赚钱。
They're finding different ways to get our money.
然后小象就被牵到了旁边有一个旷野。
And then the elephant was taken away to some wilderness.
地上都是小小的一个木桩，一个木桩，一个木桩，一个木桩。
And so were like little wooden things around.
然后他的脖子套着绳索，然后。套到那个木桩上面，那个小象一开始就不断的挣扎，不断的挣扎，不断的挣扎。
So the elephant was tied to this wood, and then every time, and then the elephant would start to struggle and try to pull on it.
它会绕着那个木桩一直走，想要摆脱它的绳索。
And it would go around the wood and trying to pull himself out.
它试了很久之后，它就决定休息吃花生。
So then, and then after a long struggle, he's like, "Okay, I'm gonna give up. I'm gonna have some rest and start to eat the."
而就在这个同时间，大象是出来表演的。
And then at the same time, an elephant come out to perform.
叫神是让我同时间在看两个画面。
So God showing me the two elephants at the same time.
而大象这个时候呢，其实大象只要经过，不用一年就会长很大，你知道吗
？You know, elephants actually grow really big really quickly within 1 year.
大象就会走进那个溪流的地方，然后表演怎么样把大树干拿起来丢出去。
And so the adult elephant now took a massive chunk of tree from the river, pull it out, and throw it out.
你知道那个树干大到一个程度，是比它的头还要大的树干，还粗。
You know, tree is so big, it's actually so thick. The thickness is bigger than its head.
然后每一次他要搬树干之前，他会先叫妈，然后哇抓起来。
So every time he's doing the performance, he'll like cry out, "Rrr!" and then like pull out the thing.
然后他一抓起来的时候，他会往旁边。Boom!
And after he pull it out, he would like thrash it out.
你知道吗？当他表演完，大家都拍手给他吃花生之后，一样把他牵到旷野去。
And then after his performance, everyone spent more money to treat the elephant. He's also taken to that wilderness.
一样把绳索套在
木桩上面。
And the same rope hook onto that same wood.
听好，那个木桩永远都是那个大小。
You know that wood is the same size.
但是他丢掉的木头是这个木桩的15到20倍粗。
But the trunk that he has just threw was actually 10-20 times bigger and thicker than this wood.
我就很想要看到大象被套上去的时候，他会有什么反应。
And I was really keen to see after he's got tied to this little wood, what would happen.
当大象一被套上去的时候，他完全没有动，他就吃花生了。
And then the moment he's on this, tied it up, he didn't even struggle. He just started eating peanuts.
因为你在小的时候，你被制约了这个 想法，以至于你认定那个木桩是永远你逃不走的一个限制。
Because growing up,You have experienced this as a limitation, so I have determined within myself that this is a restriction.
但是你不知道，你已经长那么大，你都可以把那么粗的木头直接丢出去，你为什么不能直接用你的鼻子把木桩拔起来，你就得自由了？
Can't you see that you have grown to an ability that you could pull out a massive tree, and now this little thing you have more than capable to pull it out?
但是小象到大象的这一年的里面，其实这个时间他不知道他长这么大了。
But then the little elephant isn't aware that he's already grown that big.
他丢木杆丢出去的这个想法，可能只是为了要吃花生，所以他的本能反应，他不知道他有能力，他只知道他想要吃花生，可以换花生。
Maybe he actually wasn't thinking that he has grown strong enough to throw the tree. He was just throwing the tree to get treats.
所以他明明他生命里面最大的 strength 就是可以解决他最大的 weakness 的机会。
Actually, his biggest strength is has more than capable of solving his greatest weakness.
他可以用他的 strength 使他的生命完全进到自由的里面，但是他却只是把他的 strength 当成他吃饭的工具。
He actually can use his strength to solve his weakness so that he can be free. Yet he used the strength just to get food.
会不会今天我们都跟这个大象一样，在我们里面从小就有制约的想法，以至于明明我现在充满着能力，却没办法解套我小时候所受的制约。
Maybe a lot of us, we are like this elephant. We are grown and we have the capacity and the strength to solve the weakness, but yet we were already restricted by our childhood experience.
你知道在台湾大概小孩子长到5岁左右，他就从艺术家变成不会画画。
You know, in Taiwan, if you're growing up in Taiwan, and if you're 5-year-old, you're an artist, but then after 5, you no longer know how to draw.
我记得我孩子小的时候呢，他们会拿颜料呢，因为 我自己是学动画的嘛，所以我们家什么颜料都有。他们就会把颜料呢，就啪铺上去说，这是花园。
So my child, we have a lot of paintings at home because I am a digital artist. So my kids will just splash the paint and say, this is a garden.
我就说，哇，你画得好厉害哦，你怎么那么会画？
And I will praise them, wow, you did amazing, you're an amazing painter.
你真的有遗传到爸爸耶。
Oh yeah, you took my talent.
对，妈妈就会说，对对，这都是遗传爸爸，就唱歌是遗传妈妈的。
And mom said, yes, if you sing well, it's from me, if you paint well, it's him.
所以他们小时候还画了3条直线呢，他就拿过来说：“爹爹，这是一个飞机场。”
And then my child will draw three lines, and then he'll say, "Dad, this is an airport."
我的第一个反应就是，那我一看到那三条线，他说他是一个飞机场的时候，我这边就有三条线。
And then when the child said, "This is an airport," I got three lines here.
但是父母亲在那个时候不能让你的孩子泄气哈，你说。Hey, 我也看见一个飞机场哎。
And so don't discourage your child. Just encourage them. Say, "Oh, I see a airport."
结果当他进到幼稚园之后呢，他有一天他拿着同样的话说：“老师，这是飞机场。”
So then one day he took this same drawing into the teacher to say, "Hey, teacher, this is an airport."
老师说这不是飞机场。
And the teacher said, "This is not an airport."
因为飞机是有翅膀的。
Because airplane has wings.
所以你这边要加出两个翅膀来。
So you must add the wings.
飞机是有轮子的。
Airplane has.
他就带他的手开始画轮子。
And he grabbed the hand and start to draw.
从此之后，孩子的想象就被限制了。
And then from that day on, their imagination is gone.
因为他本来看见的超越了现在老师所画的东西。
Because what the child sees is beyond what the teacher could draw.
他的脑筋里面全部都是飞机场的样子，在那边飞起飞的样子。他只是用很简单的方式带过他在想象的东西。
The imagination is so abundant, and there's just lines that is representing the abundance of imagination.
但是当具象化的东西出现之后，他再也没办法想象了。
But if the lines are being very limited, it limits their imagination.
他就开始说，我不会画画了。
And then he starts to say, I can't draw.
所以从那个时候开始，他说我不是个艺术家。
And then from that moment on, he said, I'm not an artist.
我跟他说，你爸爸是一个艺术家。
I said, no, your dad is an artist.
你一定是个艺术家。
You must be an artist.
他说我不会画画。
Then I can't draw.
我真的不会画画。
I really can't draw.
他每次教功课的时候，爸爸，你可以帮我画吗？
Every time he have to hand in a homework, he's like, Dad, can you draw for me?
我说你不会画，我也不会画。
So, oh, if you can't draw, I can't draw.
功课是你的，你要尽力的画。
This is your homework. You should draw.
后来他进到小学的时候，老师规定他们也要还是要画画。
So then in primary school, they are requested again to draw.
他就用铅笔画了很多东西，然后画了一些颜色。
So he quickly draw some pencil drawing and some added a little bit of color.
老师给他不及格。
And the teacher said you failed.
我就去问老师说，为什么你给他不及格？
And I asked the teacher, why did you fail him?
老师说，要画画，就要把整个画面全部画满。
If you have
才是对的。
You have to draw, you must cover all the space and areas.
所以我们从小就被制约一件事情。
And then growing up, we have limitations.
我们要把我们的人生挤满。
We must pack everything.
不可以有空白。
No space.
空白就代表我们没有能力。
If you have space, it means you're lacking.
空白代表我们偷懒。
It means you are lazy.
空白代表我们不知道我们要做什么。
It means you don't know what you're doing.
因为要塞满才是会画画的人。
You must fill in every space so that you can prove you can draw.
所以我们从小就被许多的东西开始制约我们的人生。
Growing up, we have so much restrictions.
所以我们在埃及思想的里面，我们在那个伊甸园之外的咒诅的里面，汗流满面才可以糊口。
We are like the Egypt thinking, the twirling in the Eden, the curse.
我们认为我们服侍，如果有一点点时间，我自己吃个饭，我都觉得很罪恶，因为我没有服侍神。
If we're serving and we're taking a break, eating lunch, we feel guilty because I'm not serving now.
你知道圣经上面说，或吃或喝，都应该要荣耀神。
You know what God says? Is eating and drinking, you're still serving God.
你吃饭的时候，你要开心的吃饭，不是想的我怎么去跟那个人约谈。
If you're eating, enjoy your food, not thinking, oh, what am I going to communicate? Having one-on-one later.
我记得我第一年回到台湾的时候，那一年我一对一一天可以对八个人，也是就是说我一个礼拜可以对超过四十个人。
So I remember when I first arrived back in Taiwan, I have my one-on-ones.8 people a day. So in a week, I can have one-on-one with 40 people.
永远都是后面那个人会再在那边等一阵子，然后在那边，然后才可以进来，然后所以就一直延后，一直延后，一直延后，一直延后，一直延后。
There's always a queue, and then usually the time's a little bit delayed, so the person's always waiting, and then one after the other, after the other.
所以我吃饭的时候，我总是就是啪两句，因为我要赶快跟他讲话。
So then I really don't have time to eat, so I just shovel the food down so I can quickly go to the next person.
所以那一年我少了十公斤。
So that year, I actually lost 10 kg.
我身体就进到出状况的状况。
And then my health was in bad condition.
但是那时候仍然有一个埃及的思想在我里面，我要荣耀神。
And then I still have the Egypt concept. I must
我要看到我的人数增长。
Serve God, the people number must increase.
我要付上代价。
I must sacrifice.
我付上多少代价，我就换来多少的人。
Whatever sacrifice I give will earn me more people.
最后我的身体就出状况。
And then my health has problem.
神说，或吃或喝，都要荣耀他。
God said, eating, drinking, you're glorifying me.
吃喝是 fellowship, 而不需要 discipleship.
You know, eating is fellowship. You don't need a disciple.
或者 discipleship, 或许是在你的生活里面，就在 fellowship 里面已经有了 discipleship.
Or maybe discipleship is during your everyday fellowship and then naturally just come.
不是在一个宗教思想的里面去做所有的东西。
Not a religious concept that you are performing.
回到了我一开始讲的丰盛人生，是用智慧来生活。
So going back to what I've shared earlier, abundant life, needing wisdom to live your life.
拥有神的智慧来生活。
Having God's wisdom to live your life.
所以当我们看到那个大象跟小象的时候，给了我们很大的一个启示。其实你知道，神还问我说，哎，那你觉得那个大象什么时候？然后我就跟神说，神，我在普吉岛度假。
When I was looking at the elephant, and then God's like instructing, teaching me, I was like, God, I'm on holiday.
可以不用再跟我说话了。
Can you stop preaching?
我现在在休息。
I'm resting.
但是你会发现，越在你休息的时候，神越想跟你说话。
But oftentimes it's when you are at the most rest, God starts to talk to you.
因为你没有在休息的时候，你根本没有让他机会说话。
Because when you are not resting, you didn't give him an opportunity to talk.
你一直在你的计划里面走，你一直在服侍、服侍、服侍、服侍。你以为的服侍，其实不是神要的服侍。
You are living according to your plan, and you're busy, and you're serving maybe not from God.
所以唯有在你很放松的时候，你会领受启示。
Usually when you're relaxed on the holiday and then you receive revelation.
So maybe 下一次的 retreat 我们可以再更多一天。
Maybe next time retreat it should be a little bit longer.
然后我们要少讲一点。
And then we should have less sessions.
先预告下，我们可以先预告明年吗？
Maybe we can advertise next year.
明年不是我。
Next year is not me.
但是是我的双胞胎弟弟。
But it's my twin brother.
他长得跟我完全不一样。
He looks completely different with me.
但是他从认识我之后，他就一直说他是我的双胞胎。
Well, the moment he met me, he said, "I'm your twin."
因为他的自我形象非常好。
Because he had very high self-image.
他一直觉得他是教会界的帅哥。
He keeps saying that he's the handsome guy in church amongst the churches.
但其实他是一个非常幽默、有影响力的牧师。
But he's actually so hilarious and such an influential pastor.
他在今年，他甚至去迪拜办布道会，在世界，现在在马来西亚，他在各个地方，他们都 他在各个地方在办布道会。
So he's traveled all over the world and he's having different conferences. He's in Malaysia right now.
他是我见过最好笑的牧师。
He's the most hilarious pastor I have ever met.
不是只有长相。
Not just the way he looks.
连他的内在都很好笑。
Also his content is really funny too.
他在讲道的里面，你听起来在讲笑话，他其实都在讲神的话。
Every time you listen to him, it sounds like he's talking jokes, but he's also sharing God's word.
你每一场你都会笑哈哈，然后你听到了真理。
And then you'll be laughing your head off, but you'll be hearing the truth.
他的功力是从小被训练起来的。
And that's his ability training as he grew up.
因为他是 PK, 他是牧师的孩子。
Because he's a PK.
他很能够知道怎么样看见教会所有的文化的时候，他还会嘲笑这样的东西，然后他把真理带出来。
He knows the church culture very well, and he's always able to say it and make a joke out of it, but also bring out the truth.
当时君时牧师来到台湾来找我的时候，我们在办公室里面聊天。
When Pastor Chinsu came to my office and we were chatting.
其实我不知道他心里面其实已经有想到这个人选。
I didn't know that Pastor Grace had this speaker in mind already.
我们聊得很开心的时候，突然我的门就敲门了。
We were chatting very happily, and then my door got knocked.
然后就有一个长得很可爱，说自己像我的人就进来了。
And then someone who said he looks very handsome, looks like me, come in.
他说：“信东哥，信东哥，我来看你了。
”Hey, Hey, Shin Dong brother, I'm here to see you.
我说：“你为什么在这边？”
I said, "Why are you here?"
他说：“我在十楼佳音电台录音啊。
”So I was making recordings.
所以我现在来看你一下。
I'm here to see.
我说：“来来来，认识一下我们澳中分堂的牧师。
”I said, "Hi, come and meet our pastors from Australia."
而那时候我就说：“哎，你要不要也来澳洲
？”And I was like, "Hey, do you want to come to Australia?"
他去美国也是我帮他开的路。
So when he went to US, I also opened a door for him.
澳洲是神开的路。
Australia opened by God.
所以我跟他讲说，我应该要做你的经理人。
And I said I should be your manager.
所有你去，所有的钱十分之一要给我。
Everywhere you go, I should take 10%.
所以他就在那个地方，我们就连接起来了。他就答应了成为明年的讲员。
So then we were chatting, and then he promised that next year he will be the speaker.
刘子君牧师明年会来。
Pastor 刘子君牧师。
我感觉你喜欢他比喜欢我多。
I feel like you like him more than me. I love you.
但是还好，孤儿的灵早就已经离开我了。
It's okay. I don't have an orphan spirit.
所以我里面没有比较，也没有嫉妒。
So I have no comparison and jealousy.
我才会花这么多分钟，后面已经告诉我说时间到，我还是要介绍他。
So even though we have limited time, but I still want to introduce him.
因为明年他真的是一个重量级的讲员。
Because next year he is a good speaker.
他虽然世界各地都跑，但是他不是随便答应所有营会的人。
He travels all over the world, but he never say yes lightly.
但是他答应了这边。
But he said yes to here.
明年我要邀请你把你的朋友都带来。
Next year, I want to encourage you to bring all your friends.
因为他是一个超级福音性的人。
Because he is an evangelist.
他也是一个婚姻的专家。
And he also a marriage counselor.
他也是一个专门聊就是沟通的专家。
And he's a communicating expert.
最重要，他很好笑。
Also, he's really funny.
对，所以好不好？明年把这个时间 booking 起来。
So definitely next year, make sure you save the time.
我们不会在这个营区，我们会换一个营区。
So we were not going to be in this location.
更好的营区
，different location, a better one.
哦，所以牧师，你还是给我比较不好的。
我开玩笑。
你知道为什么吗？因为下次你才会带师母再来。
哦，谢谢牧师，谢谢牧师。
Waiting for you to bring your wife.
所以明年让我们一起来期待这件事情的发生。
So let's be expectant of next year.
我相信是福音的朋友、慕道的朋友，或者是各样的基督徒。
I'm sure it's beneficial for non-Christians and new believers and all sorts of Christians.
雪莉，你要预备好。
So Sydney, be prepared.
会是一个非常美好的经验。
It's going to be a wonderful experience.
他走到任何地方。
Wherever he goes.
神都可以感受到一种特别的幽默，这种幽默是从神而来的喜乐会浇灌下来。
You can feel this atmosphere of joy and from God will flood the place.
他可以把很严肃的事情谈得非常的幽默。
He can talk about very serious things in a really funny way.
所以福音的朋友都会听得懂。
So even not Christians will know them.
所以我盼望接下来这一年我们需要跨过一个门槛。
So I'm hoping this year we will overcome the privilege.
我们要开始对我们周围的人要有反应。
We should be responsive to the people around us.
我们可以带领很多的人开始借由这各样的方式能够让他们认识耶稣。
We will be creative in the ways that we bring people to Jesus.
最后我要用一个人的故事我就要做结尾了。
Lastly, I will share with you a story.
不好意思，那个同工，不好意思，我因为我已经拖到时间。
I know I went over time.
但是我会往后移，所以我下一堂会讲的比较少，让你们准时的能够结束。
I will make sure to manage my time next.
所以最后我要用一个人的故事来分享。
I will end the story.
这个人呢是这个叫做 Roger Bannister.
So it's the story of Roger Bannister.
在一个夏季的奥林匹克里面发生的事情。
It's the story of Olympic history.
你知道每四年都会有一个举世瞩目的一个赛事。
So every four years there will be a world class competition.
我们很难想象在几十年前呢，田径运动专家曾经信誓旦旦的说，没有人类可以突破一英里四分钟的限制。
So there was a while ago a researcher, human science, to say like no human being has the capacity to go over.1 minute and 40 seconds speed.
因为人类的体能极限是没有办法完成这件事情的。
Because the physical structure of a human being, that's the maximum.
果然如他们所说，过去所有人类都没有办法突破这个限制。
And so because of that, yes, true. Like all of history, no one can break that record.
直到有一天有一个年轻人。
But then one day, a young person.
他不愿意相信这些专家他们所说的话。
He refused to not believe in the researchers.
他们不被这些话语所制约。
Not limited, restricted by the experts.
他开始训练他自己。
He started to train himself.
他不断地训练他自己。
He trained himself.
当别人在休息的时候，他训练他自己。
When people are resting, he trained himself.
他把人所说的话放在后面，他相信他生命的潜能。
He doesn't believe the words of the limitations.
所以就在1954年的5月6号
So in 1954 May
Roger Bannister 成为人类史上第一个在一英里跑进四分钟的人
Roger Bannister is the first person in the human history to finish the race and breaking the record
如果我们按照人类学家按照所有的田径学家所说的话那大概就只有这一个是怪胎是异类
So but if we believe the expert the human science research then this person maybe is just outstanding and abnormal
或者其实他根本不就不是人类
Maybe he's not even human maybe
但是你知道当他这个人突破了之后呢接下来的十年有336个人都打破了这个记录
You know what the moment he broke the record it's not just him but 300 other people also broke the record
你知道很多的时候一个坚固的营垒绑住我们制约我们之后我们就觉得不用努力因为这件事情是不可能发生的
When we have a stronghold limitation in our mind we will automatically give up because we say to ourselves it's impossible
但是当有一个真实的人走在你前面他打破了你里面的想象冲出去的时候所有的人说原来可以我们试试看
But then physically if you see someone who did the breakthrough and you realize wow we actually could have done it we can do it
所以只要有一个人愿意冲过限制就会带来许多的人冲过限制
So if one person say yes to have that breakthrough, then the rest of the people can also step into it.
而神呼召基督徒要第一个冲破限制。
And God has called Christians to be that pioneer, that first person to experience the breakthrough.
因为你有天国在你的里面，你不再是地上的平常人。
Because you have heaven inside of you, you are not human.
而当你冲破的时候，就会有一群的人跟着你一起冲破。
In the moment that you step over the breakthrough, the rest of the people can follow and also have their breakthrough.
因此，圣经里面约拿单带着一个拿兵器的人。
Do you remember the story in the Bible, Jonah? Jonathan, he took his mate.
应该不是妹，应该是拿
Australian,
拿兵器的，
对对，那个
拿兵器的那个少年人。
Soldier, yes, the soldier guy.
Okay, 他要去攻打腓力士。
To fight the Philistine.
Okay, 所以你知道那个时候以色列其实非常的害怕。
The Israelites at that time was very scared.
有很多人害怕的都已经躲到山洞里面，躲回家的各样的都有。
They were so scared that many of them escaped the armies. They went home. They could hide in the cave.
没有人想要跟这个腓力士人对打。
No one wanted to fight the Philistines.
因为他们是巨人。
Because they are giants.
而约拿丹这位王子。
And the, Jonathan, this prince.
他带着帮他拿兵器的。
He took a soldier who's a carrier of the weapon.
他说我们要攻上去到腓力士人的营地。
Let's go up there to fight the Philistines.
你知道最笨的一种战略就是。这个敌人在山上，然后你想要攻上去，这是最笨的。
You know, the most stupid war strategy is to go uphill to your enemy.
因为敌人只要随便丢东西下来，你就毁灭了。
Because the enemy can just chuck things at you and you will lose.
他根本不需要有人下面跟你直接冲突，他直接丢东西下来就好了。
And the enemy doesn't even have to physically go down to battle with you. They just throw things.
而约拿丹被神呼召说，你必能够得着这地。
Jonathan has the faith and from the God to say that I can overcome.
他就转向他的拿兵器说：“你要跟我一起走吗
？”So he said to the armor bearer, "Will you come with me?"
如果我是那个拿兵器的，我会说不要。
If I'm the armor bearer, I'll say no.
因为这是最烂的战略。
Because that's the most stupid strategy.
必死无疑。
I will die. We will die.
I quit.
但
是这个拿着兵器的就陪他一起上去。
But the armor bearer said, "I'll go with you."
而且跟他往斜坡上面爬。
And they were climbing up the hill.
这又是一个 mission impossible.
This is a mission impossible.
没有任何一个军人会做这样的事情。
No soldier will do that.
但是约拿达带着神的信心，他往前走。
But Jonathan did it with the faith of God inside of him.
而神果然带他攻进了营区，把所有的营区，他不是实际的战，而是他想这些腓力士人觉得说，怎么可能他们的王子已经攻上来了，完蛋了，他们就整个的溃体。
So God used that as they climb up to fight. They panic and say, "What a prince came?" And the whole army just scattered.
一个人的勇气，再加上一个帮他拿兵器的疯子。
One person's faith and a crazy arm bearer.
把腓力士人的整个营区都毁了。
Ruined and fought back the whole army of Philistines.
所有躲在洞里面的以色列人
and the Israelites in who are hiding
回到家里面耕种的以色列人
the ones who gave up and went back to work
不相信以色列能够得胜的以色列人
those Israelites who don't believe Israel can win
听到王子冲上去使整个腓力士被歼灭他们全部都冲出来了
heard the story that the prince went up and scattered the army all came out to join
一个军队因着一个人全部集结起来了
The army is revived because one person.
一个有勇气、有信心的人集结了整个军队。
One person with faith regained the whole army.
所以永远得胜都在少数。
The victory is the key for few.
你不需要一群人。
You don't need a great crowd.
你只需要有一个可以突破的人。
You must need one person with breakthrough.
只要一个突破的人就可以改变一个世代的命运。
If one person has breakthrough, it will change the direction of a generation.
而今天我问你。
And today I ask you,
你是不是愿意跨过你生命里面的制约，走进神要给你的应许？
Are you willing to step over the self restrictions that's within your life to step into the promised land of God?
是不是你过去父母曾经告诉过你一辈子都不会有用，你都不会有能力？
Maybe growing up, you have words from your parents that curses you and say that you are worthless and for all of your life, or you will achieve nothing.
你做事总是不小心，一定会有犯错的问题。
You are so clueless and careless. You will always make mistakes, whatever you do.
你爱说谎，那你长大一定会变成一个坏人。
You like to lie. You will grow up as an evil person.
而你小时候听了这句话。
You hear it.
你长大这句话仍然在你的里面。
And you have grown up, yet these words still impact you.
你的人生被制约。
Your life is restricted.
你不敢去冒险。
You cannot have
courage. 因为过去你每一次冒险你就失败。
To take risk because you keep failing.
你父母亲就告诉你说，我早就告诉过你，你为什么还这样做
？And the parents will say, I told you you would fail. Why are you trying?
所以这些东西不断的在我们里面制约。
So these words become restrictions inside of us.
以至于我们没有办法奔向那个应许之地。
So then we don't have the ability to run towards the promised land.
今年让我们跨过门槛。
Today, let us step over the door.
如果第一个反应是说我不能。
If our first reaction is I can't.
第二个反应你要说神帮助我，让我试试看。
Then let our second reaction be God help me to try.
让这两个东西绑在一起。
Let this be together.
第一个我说我不能的时候。
If I say I can't.
这就是一个暗号。
This is a reminder.
我就要说神。求你帮助我，让我试试看。
Then I must pair up with God. Please help me. Let me try it.
可以吗
？Can we do that?
这一年我们可以做这件事情吗
？Let's do that this year.
把这两个东西绑在一起。
Take the two together.
你就会开始冒险了。
Then you will start to take risk.
所有美好的事情都在那十二个探子里面的两位实际踏进去之后开始发生。
All the good things happen to the two spies that step into the promised land.
不要听旁边的人说。那个地我们没办法进去。
Don't listen to the people around you say it's impossible to go there.
要说我要实际踏进去。
You must say it to yourself. I will get into it.
所以你要说神看起来我不能。
You can say God from seeing it I can't.
但是神求你帮助我，我要试试看。
But God, please help me. I want to try it.
所以在你的职场的里面。
So at your workplace.
你要做一些改变。
You must make changes.
在你的家里面。
At your home.
你要做一些改变。
Make some changes.
你不要只是听我讲道，但你回家之后只是说，哇，好感动。
Don't just listen to my sermon and say, oh, that was a good word.
明年还会有子俊牧师更好。
Next year we'll have Pastor Zijun that was even better.
这一年是一个训练的过程。
But this year is a year of training.
你要说，当我听到这些东西，我要突破制约，我要跨过门槛。
Today, when you receive the message, say to yourself, I will let go of my restrictions and I will step over that door.
我要实际看见事情发生。
I want to see practically what will happen.
如果你在家里面，你对你的先生其实没有很好。
If at home, you're not very kind to your husband.
或者你在你的家里面，你对你的妻子没有很好。
Or maybe not very kind to your wife.
但是你说我非常爱神。
But you say, I love God.
我要追寻神。
I will seek after God.
我要跟随神。
I will follow God.
我希望能够改变一些事情。
I want to change the world.
或许改变
Maybe the change
从你的家里开始
starts from your home
从你开始
from you
对你的丈夫好一点
treat your husband nicer
对你的妻子好一点
treat your wife nicer
对你的孩子好一点
treat your kids nicer
不再掌控你的孩子
stop controlling your kids
释放他们
release them
empower 他们
empower them
让他们看见盼望
let them see hope
而不是看见限制
not see restrictions
如果你就是你孩子的制约
if you are the self-restriction of your children
你要控制你自己
Then manage yourself.
话已经到这个地方。
If you want to say it, you almost speak it.
吞进去。
Swallow it.
你会想说，你这样的话，你就会怎么样
？If you do this, you will.
你就只能说你这样。
If you do this,
没事。
It's okay.
不要成为你孩子的制约。
Don't be the restriction of your children.
不要用你的情绪管你孩子。
Don't use your emotion to manipulate your child.
因为孩子只会记得情绪。
Because the child will only remember emotions.
他不会记得你在管他什么。
They won't remember what you said.
所以要用神的智慧来管教他们。
So use God's wisdom to teach them.
让他们发挥最大的潜力。
So that they're empowered their full potential.
让你们的孩子不断地往前奔跑。
So your child are enabled to move forward.
超过你能跑的。
Beyond where you can go.
成为他们生命最好的拉拉队。
So become the best cheerleaders of their life.
在他们旁边不断地拍手说你真的好棒。
Keep cheering on to them as they run.
你真的可以做。
You can do it.
虽然摔倒了
even though you fall,
站起来没有关系
it's okay, just stand up.
因为你可以继续的往前跑
because you can keep going.
你真的太像你的爸爸了
you're amazing like your dad.
但是你爸爸还没有你那么厉害
but your dad isn't as amazing as you.
我真的以你为荣
I'm so proud of you.
从我生你的那一刻开始
the moment I give birth to you,
我就觉得神实在太大的祝福我
I believe that God blessed
me so much. 因为你所做的每一切都让我感动
because everything you do just moves me deeply.
我要成为你最好的啦啦队
I want to be your biggest cheerleader.
我期待你的一生走在神的心意的里面
I desire for you to walk.
你可以改变世界
you will transform the world,
但不是靠你的力量
not by your strength,
你要爱神
but love God,
因为神超级爱你
because God loves you so much,
神爱你到一个地步
God loves you to a point,
他把他独生爱子都给了你
and he loves, he
所以你不用再害怕了
so don't need to be afraid,
他付上了代价
he has paid the
price, 你只要跑
you just run,
run for us,
run for us,
okay, 好, 好
你没有听到我在讲电影的名字
？Yes, it's a movie. It's from the movie. Yeah.
有时候我们就只要那么的愚蠢，不用想那么多。
Sometimes we just be simple. Don't think too much.
Forrest 看起来像是一个他有点
傻傻的。So we know Forrest in the movie. He's very very simple. A little bit too simple.
但是他知道一件事情，就是他只要一直跑就好了。
But he knows he just keep running.
他就一直跑，一直跑，一直跑。
He just keep running, keep running.
而且他说了 ，Life like a chocolate box.
He said, "Life is like a chocolate box."
你永远不知道你会拿到哪一种
味道。You never know what you would get.
但是唯有你在跑的时候
，But keep running.
你才会享受那 chocolate box 的奖赏。
Then you can enjoy the real chocolate.
当你没有跑的时候
，If you didn't run,
那个 chocolate box 对你一点意义都没有。
The chocolate has no benefit to you.
跑
，Just keep running.
Run,
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 run.
走进你生命的。最美好的境界
Enter into the best condition of life
让你的生命没有白活
Not waste your life away
因为你在此生没有白活
Because you didn't live meaninglessly
你在永恒里面也就不会白活
So that you will enter into the meaning of eternity
因为到天上不是弹着竖琴在那边唱歌
Because in eternity we're not just singing with a harp
因为在天上是神按照你地上所管理在天上你要管理更大
Because heavenly what God gives you in heaven is based on how you manage the now
所以你地上可以管理多少你在天上就可以管理更多
How much you can manage on earth is how much God can measure to you and trust you in heaven
他说凡有的我还要再加给你
God said those who have more will be given to you
你赚取的我要再加给你
If you have regained more then I will give you more
你在地上奔跑的我还要再加给你
If you run on earth I will give you more
但是你在地上奔跑的时候你充满了眼泪充满痛苦
If you run with tears and with pain and on earth
但在天上你只有喜乐没有任何的眼泪
But in heaven there will only be joy
那时候在天上的管理已经不再像地上的管理一样
The management in heaven will be different with this world
天上所有的管理都让你生命充满了满足。
The all of heaven as you manage, you will be filled with satisfaction.
而且那是永恒。
And it is in the eternity.
那是永恒。
It is eternity.
那是永恒。
Eternity.
七八十年跟永恒相比
，70, 80 years in comparison to eternity,
根本没有办法比。
Cannot compare.
如果在地上你珍惜活着的日子
，If you take preciousness of your daily life，
那么建造金银宝石不要再建造草木和金。
Then stop building with haste, but build with treasures。
用尽你的权力。
Use every part of your。
跑进你的应许。
Walk, run into your promised land.
The best is yet to come.
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 跟你的年纪无关。
It has nothing to do with your age.
不管你是任何的年纪
No matter what age you're in right now.
This year. 跑进你的应许之地
Run into your promised land.
跑进你的应许之地
Run into your promised land.
好吧，我们从我们座位上面起立
Let's stand, everyone.
我邀请我们一起来做一个祷告
Let's pray together.
因为要突破制约里面很多的时候是需要冒险的
To break through from self-restriction, we need to take risk.
因为可能我们的第一个反应都是我不能做，我不配做。
Because our first reaction is often I can't do it, I'm unworthy.
但是神从来没有问你你可以还是不能。
But God never asks you if you can or if you want to.
神只有问你你愿意还是不愿意。
God only asks if you are willing to.
所以你的回答从来不是因为你有什么而回答。
Your response is never based on what you have.
你所有的回答都是因为你的生命是他所买赎回来的，所以你来回答。
Your response is always because he has bought the price, so then I respond.
你的家里面需要你。
Your family needs you.
你的妻子、你的丈夫需要你。
Your wife, your husband needs you.
你的孩子需要你。
Your kids needs you.
你的父母需要你。
Your parents needs you.
这个社会需要你。
The society needs you.
这个国家需要你。
This country needs you.
这个教会需要你。
This church needs you.
突破你的资源
break through out of the resources
往前冲
move forward
跟神说
tell God
我不要被限制
I don't want to be restricted
有些人你被呼召出来在你的所处之地你要带来极大的改变
some of you are being called to make such big transformation in the
从小事中心上面大事就会交给你
if you're faithful the little big things will be given to you
神可能突然在这一年给你开一个门让你能够在你的公司里面开始往上爬
maybe God will open a door for your company and then you will start to be promoted
不是为了你的荣耀
not for your glory
所以你努力
not because of your effort
你开始努力，不是为了你的荣耀。
Because you start to put effort into it, not for your glory.
是为了神的荣耀。
It's for God's glory.
那神就会倾倒出全力来帮助你。
And then God will pour out His power to on you to help you.
成为一个愿意成全孩子的父母。
Become a parent that empowers the children.
努力的去爱他们。
With your ability to love them.
可能你生命在经历你，其实你没有父母可以帮助你。
Maybe you are currently experiencing that you don't have your parents helping you.
或者你的父母其实不认识神，所以他可能没有办法用神的方式来对待你。
Maybe your parents doesn't know God and they can't treat you according to God's will.
但是没有关系。
That's okay.
因为亚伯拉罕也是离开本地、本族、父家。
Because Abraham was called to leave his parents' household and his country.
以至于他进到了应许之地。
So that he entered into the promised land.
你的人生永远跟你的过去无关。
Your life has nothing to do with your past.
你的人生永远跟你要奔跑要去的地方有关。
Your life has always to do with where you are heading.
你的人生的过去没有办法定义你是谁。
Your life's past cannot determine who you are.
但是神可以定义你起初被创造的样子是什么。
Only God can determine who you truly are when He first created you.
所以为了未来而跑，为了永恒而跑。
And for the future, for eternity, run.
放掉一切你家庭的背景。
Let go of the past of your family.
一切家庭的制约。
Any restrictions that cause from family.
一切家庭的限制。
Any limitation from your family.
跑你前面的道路。
Just run forward your path.
就像在赛跑一样。
Like racing.
你最后要得奖赏。
You will be rewarded.
用你的生命跑。
You use your life to run.
用你的热情跑。
Use your passion to run.
用你生命的潜能跑。
Use your potential to run.
你不是为别人跑。
You're not running for others.
最后你是为神而跑。
You are running for God.
每一步都会让你的生命越来越强壮。
Every step you take will make you stronger.
每一步你会越来越认识你自己。
Every step you will get to know yourself more.
只要你的方向是对的。
If your direction is right.
你就会蜕变。
You will start to transform.
你就会开始晋升。
You will upgrade.
你开始转化。
You will transform.
成为神创造的。
Creating, becoming the one that God created you to be.
因此我邀请你把你的手按在你的心上。
Right now, I invite you to put your hand on your heart.
因为我不知道什么东西限制了你。
Because I don't know what's restricting you.
但是我相信我在讲的时候，你会想到一些东西，一直是你生命的拦阻。
I believe that right now, as I'm speaking, God will reveal to you what is that restriction in your life.
它仿佛控制你的人生。
And it's managing, controlling your life.
而现在我要邀请你把它交给耶稣。
And right now, I want to invite you to hand it over to Jesus.
当我把时间交给你们开始祷告的时候。
When I invite you to pray,
你要清清楚楚一个一个讲出去。
Just release in every restriction.
你说神啊，我要把这些限制交给你。
Because God will give you these restrictions.
可能是我父亲曾经说过的一句话，我交给你。
Maybe it's something my dad said to me in the past.
可能是过去我的同学怎么样欺负我的时候说的话，我交给你。
Maybe it's someone at school who bullied me. I will hand this over to you.
甚至可能是我自己看不起自己，我说咒诅我自己的话，我交给你。
Maybe I've looked down at myself and I cursed myself and God will release this to you.
当我们把制约全然交托的时候。
When I give all these self restrictions to God,
我就会带你们祷告，奔跑的祷告。
And I will have this running towards with prayer.
好吧，我们就一起开口来为自己来祷告。
Let's pray. Let's pray for ourselves.
把制约交给他。
Let's give our restrictions to God.
把限制交给他。
Limitation to God.
大声的开口祷告，交给神，交给神，交给神，不要让魔鬼有地步。
I will not let the devil have a step of foothold.